This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
good day to you, madam or sir. You know, life can be hard, but life is good, and it's great that you're here. Welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and the show where every geezer and whippersnapper is always welcome. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you spending a part of your day here with us and invite you to contact the show anytime today at 457-1290. You can also write to us anytime at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com.
Be sure to tell your friends and family around the country and around the world to stream our show live every Saturday at 9 Eastern at WHIO.com. It's also on the iHeartRadio app. And you can also catch podcasts of our shows every week at thereisaseasonshow.com.
Well, you know, we had just covered the topic of substance abuse and addiction among seniors, one of several shows we've done on substance abuse in the last several years. Well, today, before we get to a completely different topic regarding seniors, we do want to point out one drug-related event or date that you should be aware of.
And that date is today, the 28th of October. It is the 14th National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, part of the DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Agency's, or Administration rather, Diversion Control Program, involving over 4,000 law enforcement agencies around the country. It is the Prescription Drug Take Back Day collected in just, this number was astounding, in just Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky this past April. Over 62,000 pounds of prescription drugs. You think about the average weight of a prescription bottle. You know, what is it, an ounce maybe, if it's that much? 62,000 pounds of prescription drugs. That's over 31 tons. Take Back Day aims to provide a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs while also educating the general public about the potential for abuse of medications.
Yes, so now if you'd like to clear out those medicine cabinets or bins or boxes of what have you of old prescription medications, this is the perfect day to get it done. Now, there are numerous sites around this county, surrounding counties, and all over Ohio and this region where you can safely rid yourself of these medications. There are really, you know, too many to list here in the show, but we can point you to a number of locations. Firstly, you can check out Senator Rob Portman's or Senator Sherrod Brown's website. You can also just call your congressman or senator for information, and it's easy enough to search online for the information. Just search National Take Back Initiative Collection Site Search. Wow.
Yes, mouthful. Right. And there's a whole bunch of them just in Montgomery County. There's one down, I think, Centerville-ish area. There's one up in Open Vandalia,
right,
and so forth. So there's some place where you ought to be able to do this.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it, Bob, to get all those millions of pills out of circulation and potentially off the streets.
Yeah, I mean, they're a risk to, first of all, young people in homes. They can be discovered and so forth, and mom or dad's or grandma's house or something like that. They're a target for theft. Right. Obviously, they give people a reason. It's one of the first things people look for when they break into a home.
Yeah, and you don't want to dump them down the drain or down your toilet because it contaminates, you know, the water supply.
Right, so here's a good way to turn them back in, and we'll read that address again for where you can look to rid yourself of these old medications. Now, today, we're shifting gears completely to get caught up with something that's already underway. And that is the annual election period for Medicare. It began October 15th, and it runs through December 7th, just like every year. And this might be your first go-round with Medicare. So, maybe it's brand new to you and so forth. You might have a basic understanding of parts A, B, C, and D. You've heard a little bit about it, or maybe a parent has had Medicare and you know something about it. But you might need some help digging into the questions of what's right for your situation.
Yeah, or it may be that you've been receiving Medicare, but there are issues in your health and the cost of your health care that are creating questions for you at this time of year. Now, added to these scenarios are, of course, all the ads you see or hear that tell you this or that, or what plan is the right one for you. How do you know? And whom do you trust?
And who are you going to call? Ghostbusters.
I knew you were going to say that.
No, it's pretty lame.
It is.
No, really, what we hope is that you call our next guest here, our guest, the area's top mind and sage. We're not allowed to say things like expert, but we can say top mind and sage on all things Medicare. With over 25 years helping seniors choose the right insurance plans for them, we welcome our friend and previous There Is a Season guest, Jim Spaulding of Spaulding Retirement Solutions. Welcome back, Jim.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely.
Does anybody call you Sage anywhere?
No, you're the first.
I was just going to say, I'm thinking that's quite complimentary.
Well, he's got a lot to live up to.
Because, I'm thinking that, in most men's everyday life, they're probably not referred to as...
I've been called other four-letter words.
That's exactly what, I was thinking,
Well, for the next 50 minutes or so, let's hope he can be a sage, and then we'll worry about the rest afterwards. So tell us a little bit about... AEP. I mean, when can people sign up for Medicare, and what is so significant about this time of year?
Well, we need to clarify one thing. They're signing up for Medicare plans. Okay, Medicare itself, you're automatically signed up when you turn 65. You could also be signed up if you have been disabled for two or more years and on Social Security disability income. The plans are designed to cover the 20% and the deductibles that Medicare doesn't cover. There are several deductibles and co-insurances, but there are two different type of plans. There's a Medicare Advantage plan, which is the open enrollment period time that we're in, and also the Part D period time in which we're in right now, annual enrollment period. Medicare supplements have been around since 1966. The current Medicare supplements have been around since 1992, and they're called plans A through N. There's varying letters. A couple of them skip because they've done away with a few of the letters. But a plan in, for example, with one company is a plan in with another company. So it makes it a little bit, they call them standardized. So they're a little bit easier to understand from that standpoint. Now, Medicare Advantage plan, they're all over the place. Some have no premium, some have some premium, some have networks, some have very wide networks, some have very narrow networks. That's the reason that you sit down with a professional and try to figure out which one is the best for you. Because if Bob and Gloria were 65 each, what was important to Bob would be completely different than what's important to Gloria. So that would be where you would contact a person like myself.
So that was an excellent explanation. So
we're sage-like.
Right. I would have expected that from him. So we've talked about open enrollment, the period being October 15th to December 7th. So December 7th is the deadline,
yes.
Right? And so what are some, are there any other dates to pay attention to? Or
there's, if you sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan and a prescription drug plan, and December 7th comes and goes, January 1st through February 14th, you can go back to original Medicare and a standalone Part D plan. Now, you may have to health qualify for the Medicare supplement that covers the medical side of that, but the Part D plan would be automatically given back to you.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you still have to choose a plan from the various plans that are available, but...
But if you miss the date, that's your...
Well, I don't know if miss the date is correct. It means it's an opportunity to change back if you think you've made a
poor choice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Or your health. What if your health had changed? What about that?
If your health changes, it's going to be difficult to go back to a Medicare supplement. Not impossible, but difficult.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure that happens to some people, right?
Yeah. It's very rare anymore. It used to be a little bit more common, but nowadays, because the Medicare Advantage mirrors a lot of employer plans. So what people were on as an employee, they're used to a network and they're used to, that kind of thing. Whereas the, maybe whippersnappers and geezers, as we call them, might be more leaning towards the supplement side because they don't quite understand the networks and how all that works.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Let's back up one step. I know this may seem common for a lot of folks, but one of the things that we've always found when you get involved in these kind of conversations is that language sometimes starts to pile up, and people hear this term and that term, and it all starts to blend together. Very briefly, take us through the four parts of Medicare for someone who's brand new.
Okay.
What do they automatically get? What is the purpose of these Advantage and supplement plans?
Okay. If you're talking about a Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D, okay, that refers to a government plan, okay? If you're talking about a plan, A, B, or C, and so on, you're talking about an insurance company, Okay, so that's an easy way to remember. Medicare or government is A, B, C, D. Okay, parts. And then plans are insurance companies. Okay.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Part A is, covers hospital, covers skilled nursing, blood replacement, and you have deductibles and co-insurances in that. Co-insurance means a percentage. Okay. Part B has a deductible and a 20% co-insurance, which is what everybody's familiar with. It's 80-20. Okay. Medicare pays 80. The supplement or the person is responsible for the 20. And that covers medical expenses like doctors, outpatients, all the other ancillary things that go along with, you know, treatments and so on. Part C is the definition of a Medicare Advantage plan, okay, meaning this, the guidelines in which a Medicare Advantage plan is to be. And it, the wrong word is it replaces A and B, okay? It does in a way, but it's not the correct term to use to replace it. It's just to go over A and B and reorganize it so that the government can save money. That's why there's zero premiums. So you get a plan, which is a Medicare Advantage plan, but the Part C is a definition of it. Now, Part D is the definition of a prescription drug plan. There is a base plan. It can, the Plan D, okay, can be much better than the definition, okay, but the base of Part D is what you see on Medicare, okay? So
okay.
If you're looking there, a lot of times you'll see MAPD on your plan. It stands for Medicare Advantage Plan D, okay?
Okay.
And, or Part D if you want to use that way, but you're getting everything all in one.
Okay. So when people are, you mentioned people who have existing plans with a company or something like that, this is where the language, I guess, there's a translation, I think, for people when they move into the Medicare world, where some of the things that were called this now show up under certain categories on the governmental side or on the plan side, correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that's partly what you take people through. You start to say, okay, this is what you have now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you can qualify for on the other side.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And another small distinction from, quite frankly, just turning 65, a lot of people think that, okay, if I go, I'm turning 65, I want Medicare and I want a supplement because I don't want to deal with the network. Well, from the time you were 20 to the time you were 64, the employer plan you had a network and you were just fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, yes. Now, all of a sudden, when you turn 65, well, I want to go to every doctor and every hospital in the United States, and you're not going to travel 20 miles from your home.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you kind of got to look at those things. So.
Well, coming up, we've got lots more on the ins and outs of choosing a Medicare plan and what's right for you as we talk with our special guest, Jim Spaulding of Spaulding Retirement Solutions. And so if you've got a question, let us know. 457-1290, that is 937-457-1290, as we talk Medicare and the annual enrollment period. Please stay with us.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi everyone, Pete Kasugi here at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to plant those fall mums. Flowering cabbage, winter pansies, shade trees, fruit trees, grapevines, evergreens, shrubs and perennials. The weather is just right for doing those fall landscape projects, and we have truckloads of new nursery stock just waiting for you to take them home. We have lots of hardy mums in 1 gallon pots, only 3 for $10. They're gorgeous and will brighten up any landscape. Of course, our selection of shade trees and fruit trees is legendary. And you also know that we always stock over 25,000 shrubs and evergreens and trees of all types at our garden center. And that's why folks will drive 75 miles to come to us, and that's why we've been in business since 1963.
At McAfee, we strive to remain a leader in our industry by realizing you, the customer, comes first. We also know your time is valuable. You should never have to take time away from what matters to get an estimate on a new system for your home. So now, like never before, receive a price instantly using our online estimating tool at mcair.com. Any season, any time. McAfee.
If you served in the military, you may be eligible for health care benefits at the Dayton VA Medical Center. These are benefits you've already earned through your military service. Regardless of when or where you served, you may be eligible. To apply, just call us at 937-956-0770. Visit our website at dayton.va.gov or just walk into the Dayton VA Medical Center and ask for assistance at the front desk. The Dayton VA Medical Center. You served us. Now let us serve you.
Attention hunters, target shooters, collectors. The Springfield Gun Show returns to the Clark County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Springfield Gun Show, always on target. With everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, take advantage of discount gun show prices on modern, antique, and collectible firearms, rifles, shotguns, handguns, knives of every description, ammo, hunting supplies, reloading supplies, optics, camo, military surplus, military antiques, coins, books, and much more. Don't miss your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Springfield Gun Show at the Clark County Fairgrounds, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission $7. Children under 12, free with adult. Saturday admission good for both days. Free parking. The Springfield Gun Show this weekend at the Clark County Fairgrounds, I-70, exit 59 in Springfield. More info and dollar off admission coupon at cegunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. You know, the little things are what makes a big difference. And something as simple as a new, a better pillow can dramatically change your life. I know. MyPillow has done it for me. For over 2 years, MyPillow has helped me fall asleep faster. That's a real key because I can't waste time. I can't be tossing and turning. I've got to get to sleep. I've got to get to sleep now. That happens with MyPillow. And even better, it's a very deep sleep, a deep recuperative sleep that I need to be my best. Right now, MyPillow wants to help you sleep, and they're going to give you a great deal to do that. You buy one, you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special and use the promo code WHIO. You can call 1-800-320-1481 and, again, ask for the radio listener special and use the promo code WHIO. You can also use WHIO to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com.
Welcome to the Life Plan Minute. 60 seconds of wisdom for your life and investments with Dan Hypes.
Dan, word on the street is that some investors are worried. What are you hearing?
I know someone who pulled out of the market. It's mostly due to fear that is driven by global news stories.
You mean listening to the news isn't a good investment strategy?
Listening is not the problem, Larry. Living in constant fear of financial upheaval is the problem.
Well, that makes sense. There's so many things in today's world that we can't control.
That's why a financial life plan is so powerful. We work on what you can control with the goal of providing you financial freedom, not fear.
Take that first step today with Dan Hypes and his team of fee-only financial advisors. Have them do for you what they've done for me. Schedule an executive briefing at lifeplanfg.com today.
Today's wisdom is brought to you by Life Plan Financial Group, 937-438-8000, or lifeplanfg.com, a fee-only advisor. When life happens, call Life Plan.
The Air Force is looking for innovative companies in manufacturing, systems engineering, and big data to join their team. Don't miss the exciting Air Force Digital Thread, Digital Twin, hands-on interactive event to be held November 2nd at the Hope Hotel. Learn more and register to attend at DaytonDefense.org.
Areas of light rain this morning, possibly mixing with some sleet or even a few snowflakes at times. Will be cloudy and chilly this afternoon with highs in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season, the only show in the nation talking about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Our number today in the studio is 457-1290. If you have a question or comment today for Jim Spaulding about Medicare.
It's getting to be about time for that indoor fireplace, you know.
Here?
That you always want.
I'm going
to
haul it in next week, my little plug-in glowing thing.
So we're talking about Medicare and the annual enrollment period, and we've got Jim Spaulding of Spaulding Retirement Solutions with us. Jim, we were talking offline here about Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement plans. Can you take us through that?
Sure. I'm going to treat Gloria as if we were in a customer relationship. So there's five questions that I typically ask a new client, especially someone new to Medicare, to help determine whether or not it is a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage that would best suit you. These are just general guidelines.
Okay? All right.
How many doctors or specialists do you see on a regular basis?
Probably three.
Okay. That denotes 1 point because there's a point system to this. Okay. How many times per year do you think you see a doctor or a specialist?
Oh, probably 6 or 7.
Okay. That would denote 2 points. Okay. So we're at 3 right now.
Okay.
Right. The next thing is do you have any chronic conditions such as diabetes or upcoming major treatments or surgeries?
Just fake it. You don't have to tell
them. No.
Just make it up.
No.
Okay. One is the answer for that, or one is the point value for that.
Okay.
Okay. Do you travel often and spend much time out of the area which you do your doctoring?
No.
Okay. That would be 1 point. And are you willing to pay deductibles or co-payments in lieu of premiums, just in general?
Yes, but I would want to know the differences.
Obviously, but I mean, in general, are you willing to do that?
Yes.
Okay. So that gives us 6 points.
Okay.
If you had answered all five or had answered with 5 points, we would say definitely a Medicare supplement or Medicare Advantage is for you. Okay. I mean, because you fall into that category. 6 to 7 points, okay, we would say Medicare Advantage is more likely, okay, but you could use a supplement, okay? Now, if you were 8 points or higher, then we would definitely say Medicare supplement would be better suited to you, okay? Now, that's just in general. This is just to set us up for a decision on which avenue to travel down, okay?
Right, so if I would have had diabetes or, say, cancer, some chronic condition, that would have put me up higher in points.
Yeah, and then you would maybe lean more towards a Medicare supplement.
Right.
Okay. This is not definite. This is just a guideline.
To get you started.
Get started and say, okay, which path are we going to go down?
Okay.
And that little back and forth is pretty much the style you use with a lot of folks, right?
Exactly.
When you're having this conversation. So this is not a hard sell type environment. It's just you need to tease out from people.
But it's good today to know those kinds of questions because you know what? I had to kind of think. So it would be good for people to maybe think about how often they go to the doctor or how many doctors. That's all stuff we could get together.
Jim's number, by the way, if you'd like to write it down now, and we'll, of course, share it with you later on, it is 937-266-6942. That's not the number for calling the studio today, but if you want to just jot that down for later on, 266-6942, or you can visit SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the UHC Premier issue. That whole thing, you've seen a lot about that in the news. We're also going to be talking about Part T and what the donut hole is, and all of that is there ahead for us today. So if you have a question, 457-1290 as we continue.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO news update. Our top story, the government releasing several previously classified documents involving the JFK assassination. Why most people are now disappointed.
A chilly and damp start to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Well, historians and conspiracy buffs are both frustrated by the government withholding hundreds of documents related to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
A trove of new JFK documents now available on the National Archives website. But University of Virginia historian Larry Sabato says all of the papers should have been released.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland says the Trump administration has put those documents that have been withheld on a six-month review. One of those documents reportedly showing a former CIA director asking Lee Harvey Oswald if he was ever a CIA agent. Oswald's answer is cut off. Well, UD police issuing a safety advisory after an assault early Friday at the University Circle. Cops say they were unable to search for the area for suspects because of the lag in time between when the incident allegedly happened and when it was reported to cops. One student was reportedly hit in the head by what's been described as a group of three men traveling in a four-door vehicle. Anyone with information is asked to contact UD Public Safety. Let's get a look at our weather forecast from meteorologist Josh Poland.
Areas of light rain this morning, possibly mixing with sleet or some wet snow at times. Could see a few sprinkles this afternoon with a high 44. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, the rain that was lingering throughout the Miami Valley is now moving along. Still seeing some rain in parts of Greene, Warren, Clinton and Clark counties, but it's moving along much quicker than it was just hours ago. Right now, 36 degrees in Troy, 33 in Springfield, 34 here in Dayton at 9:32. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100s of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Tammy Holmes in Dayton. And if I needed to sell my home in Dayton, well, I'd call Tammy. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Hey everybody, Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in Vandalia. What's going on up at the stores this month, Chris?
We are having a great month, and what I want to talk about today is how we price our cars. One of the reasons we sell so many pre-owned vehicles at Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai is because when we get our cars in, we go out 50 miles in a radius around the dealership and look at the market data and make sure our cars are priced competitively. That's why so many people come. And on top of that, we're the only dealership in the Miami Valley that offers a lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Unlimited miles, as long as you own the car. Isn't that fantastic?
Of course it's fantastic. And I know the Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai motto is always holding true, right?
Absolutely. Low prices, great selection, and the ease of doing business. Hurry out today or visit us online at josephairporttoyota.com or josephairporthyundai.com.
Hi everyone, Pete Kasugi here at 1309 Brant Pike to tell you that now is the time to plant those fall mums. Flowering cabbage, winter pansies, shade trees, fruit trees, grapevines, evergreens, shrubs, and perennials. The weather is just right for doing those fall landscape projects, and we have truckloads of new nursery stock just waiting for you to take them home. We have lots of hardy mums in 1 gallon pots, only 3 for $10. They're gorgeous and will brighten up any landscape. Of course, our selection of shade trees and fruit trees is legendary. And you also know that we always stock over 25,000 shrubs and evergreens and trees of all types at our garden center. And that's why folks will drive 75 miles to come to us. And that's why we've been in business since 1963.
Attention hunters, target shooters, collectors. The Springfield Gun Show returns to the Clark County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Springfield Gun Show, always on target. With everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, take advantage of discount gun show prices on modern, antique, and collectible firearms, rifles, shotguns, handguns, knives of every description, ammo, hunting supplies, reloading supplies, optics, camo, military surplus, military antiques, coins, books, and much more. Don't miss is your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Springfield Gun Show at the Clark County Fairgrounds. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Admission $7. Children under 12, free with adult. Saturday admission good for both days. Free parking. The Springfield Gun Show this weekend at the Clark County Fairgrounds. I-70, exit 59 in Springfield. More info and dollar off admission coupon at cegunshows.com. That's cegunshows.com. See you at the show.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
Well, good morning and welcome back to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, the Geezer and Whippersnapper Hour, and the only show in the nation talking about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan, the resident Whippersnapper.
Yeah, I guess you can claim that. I'm not going to claim the other, though. We're talking about Medicare and the open enrollment period today. Don't forget to check out the There Is a Season podcast page to listen to our recent shows on long-term care insurance, on sports concussions and CTE. And how to choose an assisted living community. There's a lot more out there, too. So today, again, we're talking about Medicare and the annual election or enrollment period.
Yep.
I'll get those words right.
So our number today in the studio is 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And if you don't want to be on the air but still have a question, just share the details with our producer. He's nice.
So we wouldn't wade into this topic of Medicare unless we had a top-notch guy on our team. And lucky for you, we do. Welcome back, Jim Spaulding of Spaulding Retirement Solutions.
Thank you.
So there's a lot we want to get through in this segment. We've also got calls here from Connie and Rick. We're going to be talking about the UHC Premier issue, more on Medicare Supplement versus Medicare Advantage plans and so forth. Why don't we go to the phones right now? We'll take a question, and we welcome Rick to the program. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to There's
a
Season.
I have a question about Medicare Advantage Part D. I enrolled on Medicare Advantage Part D, and come to find out, I'm going to be penalized and have to pay a penalty because I didn't elect Part D when I was on Social Security disability. And I don't recall ever receiving a letter. Is it mandatory to be on Part D?
No, it is not mandatory to be on Part D, but most Medicare Advantage plans, again, most, not all, Medicare Advantage plans come with a Part D plan. It depends on which county you live in and what the availability from the insurance company is. Now, there is a penalty if you do not enroll in your Medicare Part D prescription drug plan when you turn 65 or when you actually turn on your Part B if you worked beyond 65. So at this
point, why wasn't I notified then?
Well, that would be a better answered question from Medicare. Typically, you are, but it depends on... But
everyone that I've talked to, I've called numerous people, and, you know, I was on disability for quite a while and everything, and then, of course, at age 66, it turned over to... the disability went into regular Medicare, and I wasn't aware of it. They said it went back to the Bush administration. Is that correct?
Yes, it's Medicare Part D started back in 2004, 2005 in that area.
Do you have any idea what the penalty is? They said I'm going to have to pay a monthly penalty for the rest of my life.
It is 1% a month of the average monthly premium for every month that you were not on. And the average monthly premium is typically around $30 to $35, so 1% of that. So 35 cents for every month that you weren't on it is going to be the penalty.
Okay, thank you, Rick, for the call.
Okay,
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going to welcome Connie. Connie, welcome to There Is a Season. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Thanks for waiting. And what's your question today?
First of all, I love your show. And
thank you.
My husband has a self-funded supplemental Medicare plan. And but at the time that we got it, that it became effective, it only had a $500,000 lifetime limit. So I took out a third plan through Anthem, and it's costing me a lot of money, and it has never been used. But I needed it as a backup. But now the supplemental plan through the self-funded retirement plan is now put a no lifetime limit on it. So am I safe to get rid of the third plan, or will there be some kind of penalty because I worry that since it's a self-funded plan that it'll go bankrupt?
Well, it always could go bankrupt because it's self-funded. Now, as far as the rest of the answer, to be perfectly candid, I would need to see what you exactly have, you know, face-to-face, and read what you have, because the honest answer is that I don't know until I see it. But just what you're telling me, based on the words that you've used, I would say that you probably don't need your Medicare supplement that you're purchasing. But again, I don't want to give that as absolute advice until I would see what you have.
Okay.
All right, Connie, we're going to give contact information for Jim a little bit later on in the program, and we encourage anybody who's hearing this who has a question and maybe doesn't want to make a call today, you can visit SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com, and there's a contact page there where you can write your question right in there for Jim. So we encourage you to do that, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling today. Appreciate it. A lot more to get to today. 457-1290. If you've got a question for Jim Spaulding as we talk through Medicare. Now, we had started getting into this during the questionnaire going into the break. Mm-hmm. And the basic question here is what is the difference, again, between a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare supplement plan? Take people through that and give some examples if you can.
Okay, a Medicare supplement plan, again, remember when we talked at the beginning, it's plans A through N. Okay, you need to choose what coverages that you want to fill, basically the boxes you want to fill on that chart, and say, okay, this plan is going to be the best for me. Then you can compare plan, we'll just use N for example, we can compare plan N from one company to the next because the coverage is exactly the same. Now, there will be a monthly premium that's involved, okay, typically starting at around $100 a month in addition to your Medicare premium, okay, that you pay. It's like $109 to $135 depending on your situation. That's what you pay Part B for. Then there's, an additional $100 or so for, we'll just say, Plan N. And you can choose from company to company based on their past history with rate increases and so on and so forth, what you feel is going to be the best for you. You will also need to, like the other gentleman said, look at Part D, prescription drug plans, standalone Part D drug plans. And there's numbers of them. Okay, there's a number of Part D plans. Now, that is for your prescription drugs, okay? So you have to cover the medical side separate from the prescription drug side. Now, if you choose to go down, like when we talked with the questions, mm-hmm. if you lean more toward Medicare Advantage plan, mm-hmm. then you're agreeing to three lists for 1 year. You're agreeing to a list of providers, you know, doctors, hospitals, and so on.
Okay.
You're agreeing to a list of co-payments, typically about 36 different co-payments for each plan, and you're agreeing to a list of drugs, okay?
That's covered.
Yeah, that are okay. Covered. That's called the formulary.
Okay.
Okay. So when we compare a Medicare Advantage plan for someone, we first and foremost make sure that your providers are in network, because the plan's right. Not any good if your doctors aren't in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then secondly, we look at the 36 different co-payments. Okay. Now, if you tried to spreadsheet 36 co-payments, you'll go nuts. Okay. Now, there are four co-payments everybody uses, or typically everybody could use in a given year. Your doctor's co-payment, your specialist co-payment, your outpatient co-payment, and your inpatient co-payment.
Right.
So if you compare those four from company to company, you're going to be pretty good. However, everybody has a specific co-payment or two in addition to those four that are special to them. Okay. Like cancer treatment, or maybe diabetes supplies, or you know, so on and so forth. So you want to look at the ones that are special to you, plus the four that you know you're going to use. Okay. There's also ancillary benefits like dental and vision and hearing and those kind of things, as well as like the Silver Sneakers program, which is gym memberships. Okay. And quite frankly, I think the gym membership is something that's saved more seniors' lives than anything. And it's not from the exercise. It's from the camaraderie that they get exercising together.
And get yeah. out.
Yeah. Here, here. Yeah. Exactly.
Here, here.
Okay. And then finally, the prescription drug side. okay, you want to pay attention to the prescription drugs because it's going to be a cost to you, okay? My philosophy, whether it's Medicare Supplement, Medicare Advantage, what is going to be the least costly to you but cover what you likely are to have? Now, nobody can predict what you're going to get over life or what you're not going to get. But if you spend your money early in retirement, okay, folks are living a lot longer, and we're living a lot longer than we planned for, okay? If you spend it early in retirement, you're not going to have it later, not to mention the interest that it gains along the way. Mm-hmm. So my philosophy is let's look and make sure that we're not overspending for that, okay? And even if you're healthy and you're in what I call middle or late retirement, you still don't want to overspend, okay?
So don't suddenly go hog wild thinking you need, you know, the very
just
top
to be covered,
coverage.
Right.
Because your health isn't likely going to radically change. It could, right? Uh-huh. It could. But you're talking probability here.
Yes.
And if it does change, you can change it when the new enrollment comes
and
up.
And then there's one other caveat that goes along with that, okay? How does it make you feel to have that coverage, okay? Mm-hmm. Do I sleep better at night with more coverage or less? I don't want to really say less coverage, but different coverage, okay? Because there is not really less. It's just how are you spending the money, okay? You can guarantee to spend the money for a Medicare supplement. Okay, I'm going to spend, you know, $200, $100, $200 a month for my supplement Part D, and I'm fine with that, okay? And then, or you could spend nothing and then pay as you go, okay, with a cap. So which one's better? Mm-hmm. Well, there's no true answer to that because it's individually.
Right. We all go through that at open enrollment, even on our company's plans.
Exactly.
You know, you can't predict really. You just kind of have to weigh.
And the thing is that for 64 years or, well, you know, 44 years anyway of working, you've chosen most correctly anyway. So why all of a sudden do you turn 65 and you don't choose very well anymore? You know?
So what other advantages are there to Advantage plans versus supplement plans?
Well, again, they have extra benefits like the dental, the vision, the hearing that you can either come with it or you can add. They have case management. That's something that's very important, okay? And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to be managed. Well, you want your health care to be managed in a way that is good for you. I mean, there's a lot of times where we have companies that will call and say, have you gotten your physical? You know, and they want you to have your physical, okay? Because early detection of a lot of diseases or ailments or injuries are of the utmost importance.
And there's more of that with the Advantage plans.
Yes. Medicare supplements more, you know, give me your money and, you know, if you need us, we're here, okay? Which is fine.
So
we've got this other thing milling around in our community here, this UHC versus Premier, the negotiating. What's going on there and how does it affect our listeners?
Well, the answer is nothing's going on with the negotiations. at least way that's what I've been told. That's what's in the newspapers. And of course on WHIO radio. The thing is that UHC has told Medicare recipients of the Advantage plan that they are not available to go to Premier doctors as of January 1. And that part is correct.
Okay. Okay.
But they haven't really done a great job of telling the Medicare supplement folks that they can continue to go to Premier. Okay. So if they are on a Medicare supplement that they are paying for themselves,
that is not a retirement insurance program.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay. Individual Medicare supplement.
Individual.
And it
right.
has to be like plan A through N.
Okay.
Okay. Then they can still go to any doctor that accepts Medicare.
Okay.
Because Medicare is primary, the supplement's secondary. Now, if it's a Medicare Advantage plan or a retirement plan, they're not going to be able to go to Premier and they're going to have to go to a different doctor.
If their retirement plan is UHC, if that's what they use, you can't use it.
Now, if they are on individual Medicare Advantage plan, they'll either have to go to a different doctor or they'll have to make a change during open enrollment.
Okay.
All right. We've still got a lot more ahead. Donna, we're going to get to your call in just a moment here. We're also going to ask the question, when do people need to be thinking about their changes to their plans? What are some of the biggest mistakes people make? What in the world is a donut hole? We're going to be talking about that. Plus, take a look at some shows coming up here very soon on There Is a Season. Please stay with us.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
D. Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make Dave Kale your automatic choice this fall for a new vehicle. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
College football programs know the importance of recruiting. If they want to compete at the highest level, they need to bring on the best talent. People who have the skills and drive to be a success. The same is true in business. Recruiting is vital. And with ZipRecruiter, you'll have a smarter and simpler way to assemble your own winning team. With just one click, you can post your job to over 100 job boards. Then ZipRecruiter's matching technology identifies relevant talent fast. 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within 24 hours. And your ZipRecruiter dashboard helps keep everything in one place, so it's easy to review and rank the candidates with the best experience. You'll be building a powerhouse program in no time. Choose the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter, official sponsor of the Ohio State Buckeyes.
For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes. Once again, for a free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoBuckeyes.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. You know the little things are what makes a big difference. And something as simple as a new, a better pillow can dramatically change your life. I know. MyPillow has done it for me. For over 2 years, MyPillow has helped me fall asleep faster. That's a real key because I can't waste time. I can't be tossing and turning. I've got to get to sleep. I've got to get to sleep now. That happens with MyPillow. And even better, it's a very deep sleep, a deep recuperative sleep that I need to be my best. Well, right now, MyPillow wants to help you sleep, and they're going to give you a great deal to do that. You buy one, you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special and use the promo code WHIO. You can call 1-800-320-1481 and, again, ask for the radio listener special and use the promo code WHIO. You can also use WHIO to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com.
CareSource Medicare Advantage plans combine hospital, doctor, and drug coverage in one convenient plan and offer more benefits not covered by basic Medicare. Plan premiums as low as $0, plus so much more.
CareSource gives me the advantage I deserve.
Visit CareSource.com and enroll today. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copayments, and restrictions may apply. Benefits and premiums may change January 1 of each year. The formulary may change at any time. You'll receive notice when necessary. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium.
We know you only want the best care for your loved one, but sometimes trying to provide frequent, quality care on your own can become overwhelming. At 10 Wilmington Place, we understand. Our senior living community offers affordable and customizable independent or assisted living, as well as memory care. It ensures your loved one gets the care they deserve while still maintaining the independence and lifestyle they enjoy. Learn more and schedule your tour today at 10WilmingtonPlace.com.
Take action and call Logan AC and Heat Services.
Ask for a free estimate and next day installation.
Get 0% APR financing for 60 months or save up to $1,000 on a new Trane heating and cooling system.
Fast, friendly service with Logan Services in your neighborhood.
Areas of light rain this morning, possibly mixing with some sleet or even a few snowflakes at times. Will be cloudy and chilly this afternoon with highs in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
And over there is Jim, the sage.
the Sage.
Jim the Sage Spaulding.
He's not the donut hole, is he?
He's not the donut hole.
He doesn't look like a donut hole.
But that's something we've been wondering about. Welcome back to There Is a Season. We're talking today about Medicare with Jim Spaulding. What in the world is a donut hole? It sounds yummy, but it's not really.
It's part of the Medicare Part D plan. Medicare has what they call the initial coverage period, which is $3,700. Now, you could have a deductible in front of that for your prescription drugs, okay, depending on the plan you chose. But a donut hole means that you've used up all of your initial coverage. You have to pay then a percentage of each drug until you've paid $4,500 of your own money. It's called true out-of-pocket cost. And then you get into what is called catastrophic coverage. Now, January 1, that whole process starts all over again. Okay, so it's an annual problem for people that spend typically $300 to $400 a month per drug, or a month for drugs, retail costs total for the year. Okay, so if you've got $400 a month, you're going to hit the donut hole, mm-hmm. okay, because you're going to run out of money, okay? Now, there's ways around that too lengthy to go into right now, okay? But just call me and we'll talk about it.
Give Jim a call. Okay.
Alrighty.
So what time? When do people need to be thinking about making changes? Well, obviously we're in the AEP right now, but what are situations that typically people need to think about making a change?
Medicare changes now for Medicare Advantage plans and Part D's goes till December 7th. That's your only opportunity, unless we do what we talked about, January 1st through February 14th. If you want to switch back, you know, think you've made a wrong decision. Other than that, if you're turning 65, you need to remember that you're going to go on Medicare the first day of the month that you turn 65, not your actual birthday. So it's your birth month. And then you need to probably have made a decision two, three months prior to that. Okay, so give me a call or check my website out and go from there.
And here's another question we always ask. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make?
Biggest mistakes people make is not getting in touch with an individual. A lot of people go to a website and try to do it themselves. It's like trying to do your taxes yourselves. Have you covered every loophole? Have you covered every deduction that you can get? If it's not me, get with a professional agent that does, you know, essentially what I do, which is walk you through the Medicare process, Medicare choice process.
And there's no cost, right, Jim?
No.
It's not really like getting your taxes done because they charge you.
Yes.
You do not charge. So that's something that's very important.
Yeah.
So where are you going to be in person so that people can come talk to you coming up?
I have four booths that I'll be at during open enrollment. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I will be at the Good Sam North in the information, right behind the information desk from 9 to 2.
Okay.
From 3 to 6 on Kroger in Englewood. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, 10 to 2 at the Walmart in Englewood on Hoke Road.
All of this information, by the way, is available at SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com. If you just go to the website there, it's got it right on, I think on every page we almost mm-hmm. included it, the locations for where you can connect with Jim. And if you just like to pick up the phone, it's easy. Just 937-266-6942 to get in touch.
Yeah, because you'll meet with people privately, too. It doesn't have to be a public location, correct?
Exactly. And I'll answer any question. I don't care whether it's, you know, related to insurance as far as, you know, that goes.
Okay.
So they can call me about any, you know, even if they've got an employer plan or whatever.
Right.
That's fine.
Well, fantastic. I appreciate
Great
you being
guy.
Here again. Thank you very much, and we hope to have you back.
Hey, thank you again.
Okay. Coming up next on There Is a Season, the next several weeks, we've got some great programs for you. We're going to be talking to the Arthritis Foundation. We're also going to look at the communication skills of those under 30 years old. That ought to be a fun thing. And also academic freedom, but no free speech. What's happened to our colleges? We'll be discussing that in the next several weeks here on the program. Thank you for walking along with us today. For my dear friend and co-host Gloria, for our fine production staff, and our special guest Jim Spaulding, and all of those who make the show possible, a big debt of gratitude to you all. Until we meet again, dear friends, remember, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. You have been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have yourself a great week.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top story, officials on Capitol Hill directing their efforts toward a new tax reform bill that's expected to come out this upcoming week, but that bill is causing a stir.
Flurries will be possible at times over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We got a crash on westbound US 35 at Jefferson Street in Dayton. Also seeing a disabled vehicle on North Main Street in Harrison Township. And our top story, a massive tax reform bill expected to come out next week has some Republicans, such as New York's Claudia Tenney, in a hard spot. She believes it may remove the ability for people to deduct their state and local taxes.
A big issue in high-tax states like New York.
It's going to be very hard for me to support it, and I want to see tax reform. There's a lot of really good things in the tax reform package. I want to see this particular item at least compromised.
That's Fox's Mike Emanuel on Capitol Hill. WHIO News Time, 10:01. It's 35 degrees here in Dayton. It may be autumn already, but we're already colder than expected for this time of year. It's a dreary start to the weekend so far.
For today, high 44, light rain this morning.